This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At a news briefing Saturday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his counterparts from Egypt and Jordan agreed on the need to do more to protect Palestinian civilians in Gaza. But a clear point of division emerged on the question of a possible ceasefire, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Following a meeting in Jordan's capital, Amman, with Blinken and foreign ministers from Arab nations, Blinken held a news conference with his Jordanian and Egyptian counterparts. The Arab nations are calling for an immediate and unconditional ceasefire. Blinken said if the U.S. view a ceasefire at this point would be counterproductive and made clear the furthest he would go would be to support a humanitarian pause to give time for aid to be delivered and for getting civilians out of Gaza. He said a ceasefire would simply give Hamas an opportunity to regroup and repeat its attack from October 7th.
And you don't have to take my word for it. Just a few days ago, a senior Hamas official said that it was their intent to do October 7th again and again and again. No nation, none of us can accept that.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. Representative Rashida Tlaib, the first Palestinian-American woman to serve in Congress, has accused President Joe Biden of supporting a genocide against Palestinians and warned of repercussions in next year's election.
Mr. President, the American people are not with you on this one. We will remember in 2024.
In a video posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, late on Friday, the Democratic congresswoman from the northern state of Michigan repeated her calls for Biden to back a ceasefire in the almost month-long Israel-Hamas conflict. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terror group. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant vowed Saturday Israeli forces would find and eliminate the head of the Palestinian militant group Hamas. This is VOA News. Officials said Saturday the death toll had passed 150 after a strong earthquake struck Nepal's western region as houses in the area collapsed and buildings as far as New Delhi and neighboring India shook. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
The population around the epicenter, in the hilly area of Jarjakot in the country's west, is scattered in remote villages that were hard for rescuers to reach. A Reuters cameraman in the village of Beheri filmed buildings reduced to piles of rubble. The quake struck near midnight on Friday into Saturday, in a district 300 miles west of the capital, Kathmandu. Landslides have blocked roads, complicating search and rescue efforts. The tremor registered magnitude 6.4 on the Richter scale with Nepal's National Seismic Authority, while the U.S. Geological Survey pegged it lower. It is the country's deadliest tremor since 2015, when Nepal was hit by two earthquakes that killed about 9,000 people.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Ukraine's president has hosted the president of the European Commission as Russian attacks leave more than a dozen injured in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Arriving by train, the president of the European Union's executive arm, Ursula von der Leyen, was greeted by Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky. Von der Leyen praised the train workers, who she said were indispensable in this time of war with Russia. She added,
"This train is a legend."
The visit came a week before she was due to present a report on the enlargement of the EU. In her report, von der Leyen said she will note Ukraine's progress on its path to membership in the 27-member bloc. Meanwhile, the governor of the Zaporizhia region said a Russian rocket struck a local village, wounding several people. Several more people were wounded in the Kherson region, according to the governor there. I'm Karen Chamas.
A lawyer for Guinea's former strongman leader, Moussa Dadis Camara, says he's back in jail after authorities said earlier in the day that he had escaped. An attorney says Camara did not escape, but was rather abducted by the gunmen who stormed the correctional facility early Saturday. However, authorities say they're launching an investigation into the escape and weapons possession charges. Camara, who came into power in a 2008 coup, has been detained in connection with a stadium massacre during his brief time in power. Sudan's Rapid Support Forces said on Saturday they had taken control of the army headquarters in West Darfur's capital, cementing their takeover of a city where they have been accused of carrying out a wave of ethnic killings. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.